All right, you made it. Woo. We're in module 10, congratulations.
Yay.
It's time to celebrate almost. So we're gonna talk about a couple of things here really quickly about making sure you, Steve, when you mentioned this right at the beginning, it's about making sure that you are committed to playing full out and taking something that you learned from this and going out and getting some results.
Yeah, getting what you want.
So that's what we're about right now. And one of the ways to help you with that are these last two pieces, and then we're gonna celebrate, okay? So really quickly, the first thing that you wanna do, I'm standing right in front of this, by the way. This is basically, number 10 is you wanna focus on commitment. You need to now be disciplined, because we made a promise of clients on demand where you're gonna work for 5 hours a week. And you can do that 1 hour a day, like we tried to give you the discipline. You can choose to do that all on Monday.
Yeah,
if you
one
want.
Day. I have one client. He does one day where he does all these calls, and then the rest of the week he deals with clients, does his life, and he just does all his calls in one day.
So just block it out and make it happen. Now, I want to give you these last couple of pieces to make it even more compelling to get you to help. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I need a consequence to make sure that I actually take action. And I've seen that this works tremendously well for me. I know it's gonna work tremendously well for you. It's worked for my clients, it works for Robin, it works for Steve. And see, the challenge here on making sure that you hold your commitment is you've gotta make sure you have a self-imposed consequence, something that is going to cost you. And Robin's got a kind of a fun way of saying it. It's a long version, it's hard for me to process, but go ahead. What is it?
Well, this is how you do it. You think of something you don't wanna do, that you're willing to do, think of what you don't wanna do, that you're willing to do, that if you don't do something
that you say you're gonna do,
then you have to do it.
Then you have to do it.
You have to have a consequence. Like down. Right.
So a consequence, a real consequence in life is if you don't do this, you're not gonna go get all the clients on demand that you want. That's what's gonna happen. But instead of letting that happen, you can set a self-imposed consequence. Now, as an example for this, I wrote my dad a check one time. I gave it I decided, well, what do I not wanna do? Well, I don't wanna send my dad more money. I don't wanna go send him a check. So I wrote a check, and I gave it to my wife, and I said, honey, if I don't make my calls this week, send that check to my father. And then that meant that I had all week to get my 5 hours of calls in. So if what happens is by the end of the week, I haven't gotten that done, then that check is mailed. And I know that there's a couple people, myself and this one, that are not gonna be happy with that consequence. Therefore, and this happened to me multiple times, I would push it back. Things would happen. I'd have it scheduled on my calendar to do it on Monday, do it on Tuesday, do it on Wednesday. I'd find myself on the weekend and like, guys, you know, it's Sunday and but I can't go play in the park today because I've got to get my 2 more hours of calls in. Because if not, I'm going to have to send this check to my dad. Now, what I like to do is put it into someone else's hands. I did this one time, and I don't want you to judge me on this. I did this one time and I decided I wanted a different accountability partner. And I sent a friend of mine, Marco, a check. And what Robin said is pick something that you don't want to do. The challenge with me sending my dad a check or to a charity or something like that is I actually get a positive benefit that, you know, I might be like, you know what? I've gotten enough from my dad. He can have $500. Or I'm donating to the church. That's a good thing. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a very negative consequence.
But just to add that you have to be willing to do it, because sometimes people set a consequence and then they don't do what they're supposed to do, and then they have to redo that, you know, thing, and they're like, I'm not going to do it. You know, I actually am not going to do it. Well, they're not even willing to do that thing.
You don't have, it doesn't have to be a check. You don't have to write a check.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be money. It could be something else. Like you usually do something every weekend with your family, every weekend. And now you tell your family, hey, listen, if I don't do these calls, I'm not going to be able to do that with you this weekend. And then you have to go to your family. Like for me, that would be huge because as you guys all know me or getting to know me, when I have time with my kids, that's so precious. And if I had to go to my kids and say, sorry, daddy can't play with you today because I didn't do my homework, then I would be devastated. Like, and I could already right now in my mind picture my kids' eyes looking at me saying, what, daddy? And it would hurt so bad. So to make a consequence that you don't want, the whole purpose of the consequence is so you feel uncomfortable.
Go do the action and activity that you said you wanted to do, which in this case, You can add an extra six figures at least to what you're doing if you follow these disciplines and you do it just an hour a day, five hours a week. Within 90 days, we've seen it happen again and again, you can generate a nice an extra six figure income.
Absolutely.
You know, this happened, a friend of mine did something similar. One time I set a consequence to run 10 miles. The longest I run when I go jogging or something is like 2, 3, 4, 5 miles is a big run for me. So I set this consequence I was willing to do, but you've got to be willing to follow through. And I will admit that there was a time I had to go run 10 miles in a day. It was tough because I had to be willing to do it and I had to pay the price. So you got to be willing to do it. In this case, my little example here that's outrageous, you don't have to do it.
You did something crazy.
I sent my friend Marco a check. This was in 2013. For $500 to the KKK. Now, I didn't want to send the KKK a check, but I wanted a really negative consequence that I would make sure I would take action. The amazing thing about this week is I mailed him the check. Marco couldn't believe that I did it because I don't want to send money to the KKK, but I want enough of a strong reason to take the action that I committed to taking. And so that week, I got my commitment, I think it was making these calls, I got it done by like Tuesday or Wednesday because I wanted to make absolutely sure that this consequence didn't happen. And then what Marco did is he mounted the check on a picture of the KKK. And I just want to be clear, I do not support the KKK. That's not what this was for. But he thought it was so funny.
The exact opposite, which is why you got your shit done.
That's why it worked, because the consequence was so detrimental.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Trevor's like, absolutely no way is a penny of his money going to the KKK. So that's why he got it done so fast. So what in your world would make you so uncomfortable that it would push you over the edge to get this done? Because quite frankly, this is simple. 5 hours you have to give of your time, but what are you...
For your business and for your life and everything that you want.
Yeah, so you can eat, right? Like, right, you're going to eat every day. That's like, this feeds your business. So if you're going to say, oh, I'm not going to eat this week, no biggie, I just won't eat, right? No, you wouldn't do that. And that's what you have to do this for your business. But we're setting one more thing. Like, what if you said, okay, well, I'm going to fast for 2 days if I don't make all my calls, right? Now that might be huge, because if you've never done that before... Believe me, I've done a few juice cleanses and I felt like I wasn't eating, right? So, yes.
I just wanted to add one more thing. Here's the thing. You're getting consequences in your life anyway. You know, if you're in debt or you don't have the money you want, there's those consequences that are happening, but it actually is comfortable to you. And for some reason, your brain is saying, I'm okay with that, even though you think, no, that's not what I want. No, I'm not comfortable with having debt, or I'm not comfortable only making, you know, less than six figures. But that part of your brain is actually telling you, you can survive it. So what we're saying is we got to do a self-imposed consequence, because the consequences that are happening in your life right now aren't big enough to move you into action. So you make these calls and get this done.
It lights fire under your butt, so it gets you into action.
Yep.
So that's what the purpose of the consequence is. So don't skip this opportunity. If you need to, pause the video and actually write down a consequence, because you need to commit to yourself now.
Well, at least maybe like 3 or 4 to choose from. Like, what are you
that's
know?
Cool. So you can brainstorm them. My choice typically is to tell you to pick one. Pick one consequence, a specific consequence for your one commitment that you can start right now and then hold yourself to it.
Yep.
I make a public declaration. You see my pattern. I put it into someone else's hands so that I can't sabotage myself.
Yeah, like posting on Facebook if you don't have someone, but if you have a significant other, a business partner, a friend, you can say, listen, if I don't do this, you have to make sure that I do this.
Just Steve will give you his cell phone number. You can get in touch with Steve.
Call me, and then I'll make sure the consequences
are implemented. Anyone who will shame you enough into action.
Yes, that's what you need. Now, there's two parts of what motivates people to take action now. One is pain, and I have to admit that's what is probably the primary motivator for me and most people to act now. So you want to go ahead and make sure, that's why we do the self-imposed consequence. We have one that's a little bit more fun, and that is one where you get to set some rewards for yourself so that when you achieve these goals and these targets, reward yourself. And I know Robin wanted to take this because she's got some of her clients that are using a phenomenal reward system for these small, medium, and large rewards, and it's really working out well for them.
So actually, yeah, I have a FEM mentorship, Female Empowered Moneymakers Mentorship. for women and women entrepreneurs. And two of the ladies, they're twin ladies architects, and they actually don't like to spend money, okay? They don't really like to reward themselves. It was hard to reward themselves because they're kind of go, go, go in their business, and then they go take action. They did the consequence, but they're, you know, they weren't really, they didn't want to spend more money because that felt actually like a consequence.
Yeah.
So what they had to do to force themselves to celebrate was to actually have a system. And if they closed X amount of discovery calls and closed X amount of strategy sessions and got X amount of clients, they set up a whole system, they'd give themselves a certain gift, a massage or a fun day. It didn't always have to mean spending money, but they'd actually give themselves those gifts for actually doing the actions and getting the results. So you want to set up some reward system. Some of you have no problem rewarding yourself at all. And by the way, for those of you who like to spend money, you don't always have to reward yourself by spending money, okay? Yeah. I have one of my clients, she's what I call Spendthrift Sally. She likes to spend money. And like the first time she made her first $5,000, she was like celebrating and saying how she just bought this $300 necklace, you know? And it's like, that's great, but she also wants to keep some of the money. So it could be also with time, things that you love to do with your family, all that stuff.
I thought you were going
to
say it was a $4,000 necklace.
Okay, maybe it was more than $300, but still, it was
crazy,
like,
right? It's like
you spend
all
the
money.
Right?
But we do want to celebrate. You know, one thing I remember, one of the first projects Trevor and I worked on together, I remember him coming to me because I really like to celebrate. And so we were celebrating in terms of like, I don't think I've celebrated this much before.
Well, let me point this out. This is a project where we started a restaurant consulting practice. We started a little, we had a TV show around it called Project Restaurant. And our friend Marco that I just mentioned,
yep.
The three of us went to on a one day, like we did our, this, it was a strategy session. We sold a one day.
But it's a bigger one. It goes over the whole strategy of the restaurant itself.
And so in this one day consultation, we went ahead and not only were we paid for that consultation, we made a sale where we partnered with that restaurant to help them with their marketing business and grow their business. And it was the three of us. It was over a $300,000 value for us. So in one day, we made $300,000. And the celebration we had, didn't you call your brother?
Well, yeah, because my brother was nearby this restaurant. So we all ended up going to my brother's house. And I just want to say it was crazy because we were laughing so hard. We were kind of celebrating the whole day. And I do want to make a point right now. I have fun every day with what I'm working on. And even if a client says, well, I have fun after work, then I'd say, well, you might not be a good fit for me because I like to have fun while we're working. We laughed so hard during this deal. We actually didn't even realize how much money we made till we left. And we got in the car and then we're like, oh my gosh, this was a $300,000 day. And so we each made $100,000 in one day. And I was like, we have to celebrate. So I called my brother and I'm like, hey, get the champagne. We're almost to your house. So my brother went, got all the stuff. We went there and we had a party. And we fully celebrated and embraced life to its fullest because we were able to help a restaurant. And then by then we benefited all together and we just had a blast. And it just lifts your spirit up. And how do you think we all felt the next day? Like rock stars, right? Like you're just like, wow. So you feel like, wow, I'm going to go help more people. So then I get back. What do you think I'm going to do when I make my next six calls? How do you think those are going to feel? Right?
Awesome.
Right? Right? Amazing. And so that's why we celebrate, because it rewards you to go to the next day so that you can then do more. Every time you help one client, you're going to want to go help more clients. So so enjoy it, embrace it, and do what it is. Maybe you don't drink alcohol at all, which we rarely do, but we had a glass of champagne that day. We decided to, you know? But it could be something else that's a complete reward for you. Yeah.
So this is your chance. This is it. So go get them. Celebrate along the way. And we're so happy you had this journey with us. If you haven't, you know, gotten involved in what we have, so much stuff to offer. We give away a ton of free stuff as well. So make sure you go to
stevenopoliton.com,
robincrane.com.
And you're going to notice a pattern here, trevorcrane.com. And you can find out what we're up to next and how we can best serve you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We look forward to helping you.
Yep, and make sure you set this consequence. Set the reward. Get something really cool that you're going to go celebrate so you can reward yourself.
Even one other quick thought that I thought of is having a reward for your whole family. Like sometimes when I'm doing something really big and I know I'm going to put in some extra hours, I go to each of my kids and ask them what they would like. And my one daughter's like, I want to go to Disneyland. And so we put it all down. And then when I hit the goal, then everyone got their reward. So it was like a whole team effort. And then, you know, then what do you think my daughter said every day I got home? Did you make your calls, Dad? Disneyland? Yeah, I did. So then my whole family was holding me accountable because she wanted to go to Disneyland and I was in the way of her going to Disneyland if I didn't do my work. So it was like a double. It was a consequence and a reward at the same time. Nice. So there's so many. We're just giving time. Biggest thing for
Thank
us,
you.
The gift you can give us back, and I know I'm speaking for all three of us, is that you do something with it and you let us know. Like, let us know what works. Let us know where you're stuck. We want the feedback. And we really want to hear about this because that's what gets us to do these projects and make these courses so we can continue to help more people. So thank you so much for being a part of this, getting all the way to Module 10, and go out there and do it.
That's right. Celebrate. We'll see you next. Okay.
High fives.
Yeah, yes. You go get your flight.
Go team.
Go catch your
airplane. Yeah, I have a consequence. I might miss my flight right now.
Oh my God.